This week's Box Escape is a little special. I was kind of going through my YouTube videos, checking and kind of editing what was on my YouTube channel, and I discovered that a video I did a while ago was taken down. And that must mean it's a good video. And it was a discovery I made a little more than a year ago, I believe, during the election between Biden and Trump 2020 election, a discovery that I made. And this could apparently be true. I discovered a significant difference between the Democratic Party acceptance speech of Biden and the Republican Party acceptance speech of Trump. A significant difference in the videos between the two, indicating that Biden, prior to the election, may have been a deep fake. And if that's the case before the election, they faked the moon landing, we could theoretically have a fact that Biden is in a coma or already died even before the election and is a deep fake. After all, after he was elected, he went the longest time in the history of the country without having a public press conference. That's nearly 3 months before the public saw, quote, live, the president. And, of course, there have been videos that come out that indicate when he is seen publicly, it appears to be a double of him. So, this video, when I first did it, around the time of the primaries and each of the parties, you know, officially bringing in Trump and Biden as their contender, this video, unbeknownst to me at the time, was taken down. I found it, I was able to export it, and now this is this week's special episode of Bart Sabrell's Box Escape, a video about the potentiality of Biden being a deep fake president. Here's the original broadcast for the episode that was prior to the presidential election. Here it is, and let me know what you think. Greetings, friends and citizens of the world. This is Brother Bart's Conspiracy Corner News. I am Bart Sabrell. Thank you all for being patient. I know it's been about 3 weeks since you've heard from me because I'm updating my computer system from a 12-year-old computer to an 8-year-old computer. It still costs $1,300 to have a computer that can do what I need it to do to record video and edit video properly and so forth and so on. I'm going to do a very special video today about a current event. Now, normally I don't talk about politics. I don't get involved. I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, and us hardcore Seventh-day Adventists believe Jesus' scripture, a soldier of Christ is not to get involved in civilian affairs, to be true. And there's nothing more civilian than the government, and there's nothing more government than politics. So I don't vote. I keep, you know, that out of my life. I pray for everyone in office, whether I think they're a good person or bad person or what. But seeing how we have this coming down the pike, and I normally wouldn't talk about it. I didn't talk about last election, I don't think, unless something spiritual or something came up about it. What I observed lately, I unfortunately think is true, is going on, and is going to happen in the future, if I'm correct here. So we will see. First of all, I have to start with this, and let's just go full screen. Because of the new computer and software, I'm able to take line audio from the computer directly into this recording rather than going through this microphone I'm talking to. So hopefully from now on, when I share video full screen or partially, the audio will be better. So first, let's just start with this, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about as we go along.
Last question, real quick. Some have speculated,
that you
are subject to some degree of cognitive decline. I'm 65. I don't have word recollection that I used to have. I forget my train of thought from time to time. You got 12 years on me, sir. Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested, and I'm constantly tested.
Look.
Okay, so he said he's constantly tested for cognitive decline. Let's just take a listen to that again.
Cognitive decline.
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested.
Look.
He's constantly tested, constantly, for cognitive decline. Okay? So, let's take a look at some cognitive decline that he is constantly being tested for.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Kingswood Community Center. Actually, that's the one down I used to work. That's a joke. You didn't know where you were. Anyway.
It wasn't a joke to think you were at the place that you used to work at, presumably 40 years ago when you were a very young man. And you could see the look of horror on his face when he said something that he himself was not in control of saying. He's like flashing back to himself 4 decades earlier. And when he caught himself saying it, you can see this look of horror on his face, which I will pause.
Welcome to Kingswood Community Center.
I mean, look at that face. He's horrified at what he said. He can't believe that what he said. And he does not look like a man with a sharp mind. Now, I'm saying that Biden had a sharp mind, whether good or evil. He was a very sharp, very capable speaker. But look at him. He is not that now. Okay? He said he's constantly being looked at for cognitive decline. Constantly. One more time.
Welcome to Kingswood Community Center. Actually, that's the one down I used to work. That's a joke. You didn't know where you were. Anyway.
It's a joke, really? Okay, so if it's a joke, then why do you look like this when you realized what you had said? Okay, let's move on. Okay, here is him making similar mistakes again.
Do you think the president all of a sudden decided not to go to Tallahassee because he thought it was the interest of the public? Jacksonville.
Okay, so now he doesn't not only know where he is and thinks that where he is someplace he was at 40 years earlier, not yesterday, 40 years earlier. He doesn't know where the Republican convention is being held, which you would think a candidate would know something like that. Okay, we're moving on. All right, look at this guy's face here as he sees the cognitive decline and is horrified by it. Okay, take a look and take a listen.
You know, there's a during World War II, where Roosevelt came up with a thing was totally different than the World War II. He had the War Production Board.
That took him a very long time to make one sentence. Look at Anderson Cooper. He can't believe it. Look at the guy in the middle. He cannot believe it either. They are mortified at his cognitive decline. You can see it on their faces. Okay. Now here he is doing an interview about the president, not the president's wife, and yet she speaks half the time, and he's having the same problem again, and every time he does, she kind of flinches and looks at them, and she says, oh yes, you know, you're doing good, I agree, in the middle of him not making sense, to cover for him not making sense. Watch her do it, and watch him do it again.
But you gotta, we gotta reassure, look, my message to everybody I talk to is we're gonna get through this.
I hope you do. Okay, moving on. Here's some more.
Tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I wanna thank you all.
Okay, it's been called Super Tuesday for about 20 years. Okay, that's it. Super Tuesday, Super Tuesday, Super Tuesday. That's what it's been called at every presidential election for the last 20 years at least. And now he thinks it's Super Thursday.
I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I? 150 million people have been killed since 2007.
Okay, so he's talking about gun control and some regulation since 2007, that 150 million Americans have been killed since 2007. That's half of the American population. He thinks half of the American population has been killed since 2007.
When Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability, it would put 720 million women back in the workforce.
Okay, he's talking about putting 720 million women back into the workforce. 720 million women. Okay, that's about double the entire population of America. He's going to make those unemployed women employed again. He's going to put 720 million women back into the workforce in America when our entire population is half of that. We're moving on.
Nobody should be in jail for nonviolent crime. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
He's a candidate for the United States Senate. No, I think that was, 20, 30 years ago. Now he's candidate for the presidency. And yet he just said he's a candidate for the United States Senate. Moving on.
What's not to like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it?
And he's in New Hampshire. Okay.
We need town.
Moving
Play
on.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night.
The record player. Again, we're going back in time in his mind. He thinks he's where he was 40 years ago as a boy. He thinks that people have record players. You see this? He's like going back in time, okay?
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
Choosing truth over facts, okay? I'm sure there's a distinction in there somewhere.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
Yeah, I do know the thing. All men and women are created equal. Everybody knows that. It's the most repeated part of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal and divine by their creator and so forth and so on. And forgive me, that may be the Constitution or Declaration, but it's something you hear all the time in grade school. All men and women are created equal. Okay, but he can't remember that simple word equal. We say it all the time. All men and women are created equal.
We choose truth over facts. Think about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
Yeah, it's all men and women are created equal. And that's newscaster about this is just, totally dumbfounded like everyone else should be, okay? Here he is saying some more strange things.
I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
I learned about roaches, and I learned about kids jumping on my lap. Okay, roaches and children. I'm not sure what they have to do in common there. Moving on. Now, here's why all of this is relevant. First, we're going to look at a clip from President Obama. Okay, this is from, obviously a few years ago. But what he has to say, there's something in there that President Obama has to say that's relevant. So let's just take a look and a listen.
We're entering an era in which our enemies can make it look like anyone is saying anything at any point in time, even if they would never say those things. So, for instance, they could have me say things like, Killmonger was right, or Ben Carson is in the sunken place, or how about this, simply, President Trump is a total and complete dipshit. Now, you see, I would never say these things, at least not in a public address, but someone else would. Someone like Jordan Peele. This is a dangerous time. Moving forward, we need to be more vigilant with what we trust from the internet. That's a time when we need to rely on trusted news sources. May sound basic, but how we move forward in the age of information is going to be the difference between whether we survive or whether we become some kind of fucked up dystopia. Thank you. And stay woke, bitches.
Okay, now I was talking to a friend about this about 3 weeks ago in preparation for this video. Basically, I was saying that they're probably going to make an excuse for Biden not to do the debates that are coming. They'll say he has to have his tonsils out. They'll say his knee is having problems. They'll say, even better, he was in a car accident, okay? That way, it's a health issue that's not his fault, doesn't have anything to do with his actual health. It wasn't his fault. He was in a car accident. Something to not have the debates in person, right? Because he cannot handle it. He would have to be in front of a live audience for at least an hour on live television in front of spectators and not make, you know, a couple of mistakes, you know. I think in his condition that I established here that he would at least make 40 mistakes, not being able to put together sentences within 1 hour, possibly more. They, I believe, would do everything within their power to stop that from happening. Now, keep in mind, I don't vote. I don't get involved in politics. And if the, you know, situation were changed and the Republican candidate was losing mental capacity and the Democratic candidate was very sharp, I'm sure the Republicans would do the very same thing, because I believe they're corrupt on both sides, and probably 85% of every leadership, not the rank and file, leadership only, are corrupt. The rank and file, they're doing their job, they're patriotic Americans, but in Congress, Senate, executive branch, and high, and all those offices, CIA, FBI, Justice Department, I believe 85% of them are corrupt. That's why our country is in such a mess that it is. This is why I believe that they will do a deep fake on the debates, or have some reason. Now, in order to do a deep fake on a debate, it can't be live. They can't be in the same place where Trump, you know, can see and everyone else can see and eyewitnesses can see that Biden has dementia or Alzheimer's, or if they're different or the same thing or whatever it is, some issue. They will want it to be, you know, pre-recorded in separate places or something like that. And in fact, I suspect that even his message recently to his party's convention was a deep fake, and I will explain why. I believe from this point forward, any lengthy thing that he does is and will be a deep fake. Here's how you can tell the difference. Here is Trump, whether you're for or against him, just take a look at the difference here. He is in, a real place here, right? He's outside. I think this is an outside venue. And he's walking some considerable distance, right? And he's just holding hands. He's not holding on to her for support or her waist for support, you know. And then he's walking up some stairs, right? He can handle stairs, right? Use a rail. I use a rail. Everyone should. Not that it matters a whole lot. He's outside, okay? He's in front of eyewitnesses. You can see, you know, that there's lots of people there. And in fact, if you take a look at this other, you know, shot of it here, which is the next one, he's, you know, in front of a pretty large group of people here. I mean, this is how it's normally done. In his case, he's outside, he's walking far distances upstairs in front of a lot of people, and he has this, you know, big crowd right there in front of him, okay? Now, let's take a look at Biden's address to his particular political party. First of all, he's inside, okay? Second of all, he's only walking a few feet. Okay, let's take a look.
Good evening. Ella Baker, a giant of the civil
rights. Now it cuts to what I believe is a deep fake. That's why they did the edit here, right? From the, you know, walking up shot. He can do that. And now when he has to speak nonstop, I believe this is a representation of him. Believe it or not, I'm sure most of you totally believe that was Obama, but it was not. Okay. Now let's look at the end of what he does. Okay. Let's take a look and a listen at the end of his speech, which I believe is a deep fake, not really him talking.
Join in the battle for the soul of the nation.
And no doubt that's true.
And this is a battle we will win, and we'll do it together.
I promise you. Thank you, and may God bless you, and may God protect our troops. Good night.
Okay, so now, let's play this music. There's no audience. The only people there is his wife, and you'll see the vice presidential candidate and her husband, which they only cut to. Now, look at this. He has to hold on to the podium to hug somebody. Right now, when I hug my wife, I use both arms. Almost everybody uses both arms to give a hug, but he's holding on to the podium. Do you see this? And then now, he's holding on to her big, you know, around the waist for support when he's walking a few feet. And the only people there are virtual. There's nobody there except his, you know, sworn to secrecy crew. And they cut to the president and the vice presidential candidate and presumably her husband, whether or not they're even in the same room. We don't even know this. Now, in Trump's particular case, you know, not only was it outside, right? There were all these eyewitnesses, multiple independent crews, but in his particular case, right, they're handing the tape to the media, and there's absolutely nobody there except, you know, vice president, a husband, and his wife. And that's it. And then they pre-edit the tape. They probably did multiple takes, you know, of walking to the podium. And yet Trump is pretty much doing it live. He is not. It's pre-packaged, pre-edited at some third location nobody knows about, no independent eyewitnesses, and they hand the tape to the media and they air it. Again, Trump, out in public, outside, lots of people, lots of cameras, and there's COVID, I'm sure, supposed to be in both places, okay? Now it gets even better. Take a listen to the Speaker of the House propose something that has never been done ever in the history of the United States presidential campaign.
I don't think that there should be any debates.
Did you hear that? I don't think that there should be any debates.
I don't think that there should be any debates.
They're already saying now, please don't have a debate with our candidate. He cannot handle it. Do not have a debate. And now she's going to propose a solution to this.
You could have you ask them any questions, both of them. Just take their own stage.
Have them both be in their own place and answer your questions so that they can be pre-recorded, pre-edited, and a deep fake, not in front of witnesses and not live. And, of course, you saw Jordan Peele. You can even do a deep fake live, actually. He was just speaking and turning his head, and Obama spoke and turned his head in Obama's likeness and Obama's voice. So a deep fake can be done live. The question is, will Trump physically be on the stage with Biden? They do not want that because I estimate in his condition, he will have 40 proofs, okay, in 1 hour, my estimate, that he is not capable mentally to make a sentence come together and therefore certainly not capable mentally of being president of the United States. That doesn't mean he's a bad person or a good person. This is just the way that it is. And the sad part is this is proof that our government, the deep state, whoever's running the show, they are wicked, okay? Both parties are mostly wicked, and they're trying to make us think it's, you know, blue or red when it's really them. They're trying to divide us so that we don't go after them. Now, I've been a film editor, videotape editor, since I was 18 years old. That's almost 40 years. I have edited not tens of thousands of hours, hundreds of thousands of hours, 1, 2, 3, 4 100,000 hours of editing I don't know I have done in my life. I sit in front of a TV screen. I look at special effects. I look at editing. I synchronize audio. And take a look at this of Biden. As soon as he walks to the podium, I notice that it is not synchronized. You'll hear him speak, and his lips are just the tiniest portion coming after the audio that you hear. It's off only by one or two frames per second, but there's 30 frames per second. So it's only off by 1/15th to 1/30th of a second. But I've been editing for hundreds of thousands of hours, and I noticed it. Look at his mouth, listen to the audio, and we'll look at it a couple of times, and I'll point out to you what I'm talking about.
Good evening. Ella Baker, a giant of the civil rights movement, left us with this wisdom.
Okay, so look at when he says movement. That's where you see the M. The sound is coming in before the lips move. Look at civil rights movement.
Ella Baker, a giant of the civil rights movement, left us with this wisdom.
Did you see that? One more time. Look at civil rights movement, the M.
Good evening. Ella Baker, a giant of the civil rights movement, left us with this
wisdom. It's coming in after the audio. It is not synchronized properly, which means it is not live, which I believe means it is a deep fake. Can you believe it? That's why there was no live audience. That's why there was no audience at all. That's why the only other people there were his wife, the vice president candidate, her husband, and that's it. And they did multiple takes. They completely controlled the video, and then they released it to the media. Whereas Trump, of course, did it in front of a huge audience, walking around, multiple independent reporters there filming the whole thing. And then we have, you know, the Speaker of the Democratic Party saying we are to have no debates. They should be in separate locations. Okay? Okay. So you get the point here that I believe Biden is already a deep fake, and that the debates will be a deep fake if they take place in different locations. And look for an excuse, a tonsil problem, a knee problem, a car accident, some excuse for Trump and Biden not to be on the same stage and for it not to be live. You have been warned in advance. This is what I believe is coming. You know, no one knows the future, but I can accept God. But this certainly seems like this is going to happen. This is a dangerous, dangerous time in world history when a presidential candidate can be faked. You know, I said about 6 months ago to a friend, I think Biden is going to voluntarily step out. And that was before I knew he had cognitive decline. And Kamala Harris was going to be president of the United States before she was even picked. So, and now everything's happening. This is the state of things. Be sure to share this video with as many people as you can. Lately, I have not been receiving emails. I have not been getting subscription notifications. Strange things technically are going on with YouTube, Google, and things like this. You know, I have a brand new computer, and yet I'm not getting emails. I'm not getting, you know, subscription notifications, which, of course, don't have anything to do with the computer. And they're controlling the data. They're going to do something. They faked the moon landing. They're going to fake, it looks like, Biden. They've already done it. That I don't believe that was him. And there certainly looks like they're going to do it and, quote, call it a debate and try to have him in a different location and completely, you know, pre-record the video, submit it to the media, or just do a live deep fake from another location so that you can't tell it's a deep fake. Because if they're both on the same stage and it's in front of a live audience and it's in front of independent witnesses, Biden, in his condition, I believe, will make at least 40 examples an hour of how he cannot put a sentence together. And if he cannot do that, he certainly cannot be president of the United States. Regardless of whether he was previously a good person or bad person, or Trump is good or bad, I call it the way that I see it. This has been Brother Bart's Conspiracy Corner News. Thank you for supporting this channel. The link to do so is underneath this. And please share this video with as many people as possible, because this is a dangerous precedent taking place in our country. And we should all be afraid of it, not just red or blue, Republican or Democratic. Remember, they're trying to divide us. It's not red against blue. It's us against them. To God be the glory, and may everyone out there be safe and blessed. So there you go. That was the original episode that YouTube took down shortly after it was uploaded, which I find highly suspicious. And, of course, there's no really logical reason for it unless it struck a nerve. So, there you go. Exclusive premiere, exclusive access, because you're a member of Bart Sabrell's Box Escape, that is only available now to you subscribers and not available to the general public, is this one-of-a-kind video I did of Biden potentially being a deep fake president. Until next week, this has been Bart Sabrell of Sabrell.com with this week's episode of Box Escape. Take care.